This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. Laura Canning, the Cass County Naturalist, in with us this morning from the conservation world, and Chris Parks from just down the hall is in with us here this morning as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, this weekend, I know on Sunday you've got an event coming up for folks to enjoy. We're going to do a little bird watching and a little bird counting this weekend. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, coming up Sunday, we're planning on meeting at 8 o'clock at Cold Spring State Park in Lewis, and we'll be participating in the annual Christmas Bird Count. This is an Audubon Society event that takes place across the country this time of year. There's a few week windows where these counts go on all around the United States, and we're trying to start one up here in the Cass County area.
Is this anything similar to the bird count that happens earlier in the year?
Yeah, in February, it is still what we call a citizen science project. Mm-hmm. And so in February, when we do the Great Backyard Bird Count, we are more looking at seeing what species and like an actual physical count, versus this one looks at more of the species. We still count how many individuals we see, but we are looking, it almost helps us build that list of the regulars that belong here in Cass County. People ask us why it's over or around Christmas, which kind of seems crazy and hectic. But usually when we talk about the migrating birds, they get out of here. And they're if they need to be south, they're further south. And so this gives us a good window of looking at the ones that are here for the winter.
The true number of the birds that are here naturally.
Yeah, for species.
Mm-hmm.
For species.
Oh, very good. So what are you asking folks to do then? This is coming up this coming Sunday.
Yep. So they're going to join us when we get down to the park. We'd like to know if you're coming, so certainly give us a call and let us know that you're going to be able to participate. The great thing about this is, you know, the Audubon date that we have is a Sunday, so you can come just for the afternoon if you want. Our afternoon meet-up place will be the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic here. And so if you can't make us at 8 a.m. at Cold Springs, meet up with us around noon in the noon hour at Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. So at those two meeting points, we're going to be doing, we're going to be able to separate into teams and groups. And in the morning, we're going to be more hiking and walking in and walking to see the birds and get the physical count that way. After our lunch in Atlantic at Pizza Ranch, we're going to then do a driving round in our section. So
I didn't know bird watching, bird counting was a team sport.
Yes.
You kind of made it that way.
Well, and it also helps too. If anyone else has noticed, all of a sudden we're the trumpeter swan capital of Iowa, and we're really not. But when you're counting 100 birds, mm-hmm. I can count and get the same number twice, and then someone else in the vehicle can count those birds, get the same number twice, and then we agree, and we can write that down on the official form.
So everybody's kind of splitting up into groups, teams, yep. And they're taking off and covering
and doing
some different areas. So has there been a lot of planning involved in putting all this part together?
Yeah, we've been working on that here within the last few weeks and trying to map out a plan of attack. The way it works is it's a 15-mile diameter circle, so we have to decide a center point that we want for our circle that's going to include a good area of places we think are going to be good birding areas, and we've done that. It's kind of right between Atlantic and Lewis on Highway 6 is where our center point of our circle is. So we kind of break that up into quadrants so that way that we can get a good coverage. And we're hoping that we have enough people to help us out to be able to split up into those four groups to be able to get covered in those different quadrants of our circle.
Well, that's got to cover most mm-hmm. of Cass County then.
Yeah, not quite. It gets past the landfill, like 660th is one of our edges. Mm-hmm. And then actually our other further edge is actually into Pop County, just a hair. Which is fine. But we wanted to include places like the Shilberg Quarry, Pellet Memorial Woods. You know, we want a diverse park area, you know, coverage as well. So we're not just counting big waterfowl. We are also counting the little birds if we can. And if you might be worried or if you've never done Great Backyard Bird Count with us before, this is all skill levels because we'll also kind of talk about our skill levels before we break out into groups so that you don't have to be an I don't even consider myself an expert birder. I was just telling Chris the other day, I'm like, I suck at ducks. I mean, I love trumpeter swans, but I'm looking up in a book if I'm staring at a duck. So, you know, again,
but that's
we're
part
all
of the
going to learn.
That's part of
together.
The educational part of
yes.
it.
Yep. So, and we're, and that's the great thing of it, you know, when we talk about it also is the great thing about we don't always have to do just, you know, if you're thinking, oh, I'd rather do the driving portion, or if you're thinking we also have if you're within our radius, you can be a bird feeder. You can have your bird feeders, just like how we do for the Great Backyard Bird Count. You mm-hmm. are counting in your backyard, essentially. Certainly, still give us a call and talk to us about it, and we can get you signed up as a bird feeder station as well.
So you mentioned that you're looking for people of all different skill levels, I guess, or knowledge levels as far as that goes. But so who can participate? Can it be a family event?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I have a couple kids that I know that they love birds, and their parents don't know where they sometimes get it from. But, yeah, so totally would love, of course, the parents to stay with the children, of course, that day. But they can totally be still part of it and go off with us.
So they could make up their own team before they get there.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, all ages, all skill levels, and that's what makes bird watching so popular. It's the most mm-hmm. popular hobby in North America, so
sure.
That's why. It's easy.
So what's the point in all this, and what is the end result? What do you want to accomplish?
So the data that we're going to compile all of our quadrant data, and then we will submit that to Audubon. Not only then we get to submit it to Audubon, of course, and they do what they do with the science part of it and the research part of it, but also as a conservation board for me, I mean, it's also double checking. I can go out and look at certain things on Audubon or on Cornell University, things like that, where they do bird lists like that. Well, this is a lot of times where they're getting their information done or their information from, and for us it helps us refine the species lists a little bit more. We were talking about that they want to know when it's a, you know, we think about bald eagles. We see bald eagles mm-hmm. in the winter. So they do want to know if it's a juvenile bald eagle or if it's a full adult bald eagle. So for us, it's also helping us do some wildlife research.
Okay. As I was going to ask you then, so why is it important? I mean, ultimately, why is it important to know all this and have this data?
And the great thing is it's almost going to, this year, is going to give us a better idea, because think about the start of the winter we've had. Our southern migrants haven't moved as much as they should be long gone out of here, and they're not. And we don't even have, at least in southern Iowa here, as much snow cover as we can have. So mm-hmm. snow cover comes into effect and things like that. So they do a lot with the data, same way when we talk about Great Backyard Bird Count.
Yeah, and I know the Audubon Society, you know, it gives them a tip off to things that they may not see a pattern for. You know, there's a certain species of bird that maybe is on a slight decline through an area. They don't know that if people aren't out doing these counts, so it gives them a good heads up if there needs to be conservation efforts to help them.
Is there a cost to this at all?
No, it's free, and it's a free event overall too. The
right.
Audubon Society does encourage folks to give money and support it, because it is funded by people's donations.
Right.
But yeah, no cost to be involved.
But in the long run, if let's say the folks at the Audubon Society do see certain things,
mm-hmm.
it's a possibility that there could be maybe some monies attached to some different projects down the road to enhance.
What things you hear about right now is birding conservation areas.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about birding hotspots and birding conservation areas, we don't know they exist unless we're out there doing this kind of science, whether it's Great Backyard Bird Count or Christmas Bird Count and things like that. So it helps them eventually roll down into money for parks and money to support those kind of birding conservation areas. And those are just now starting to hit into Iowa, and us to even, you know, kind of peak our ears at that as well. So I know that's been a topic even with the trumpeter swans, you know, because – you know, we've got these three wintering areas that, you know, we know they come visit and keep open, you know, and they're not a bird conservation area, but, you know, it's one of those things. We wouldn't know that unless we're out there tracking those birds.
I'm trying to remember now, if it's a Christmas bird count, do we have to have, let's see, is it four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and we have to find that partridge in a pear tree?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be in a pear tree.
Okay, not necessarily.
But, yeah, the reason why they pick the Christmas dates, again, for the southern movement is they're moving out of the southern if they need to be flying south. But it's also for statistical comparison. Mm-hmm. So they have stuck to it's only from X days to X day. And so we can continue to compare those dates all together.
Excellent.
And the weather.
Well, let's wrap it back around here to the front so we get them that information they need again. It's coming up this Sunday, December 18th, at What and Where.
Yeah, meet at 8 o'clock at Cold Spring State Park to meet up if you want to be in the morning session. That's where we're going to do a little bit more of that walking around different parks and kind of being on foot a little bit more. And then if you want to meet up with us, we'll do lunch at noon at the Pizza Ranch here in Atlantic. And then we'll go back out in the afternoon. We're going till about 4:30. That's when our end time is, and we'll do the driving routes mostly in the afternoon. Once again, if you want to be involved, get a hold of me or Laura so that we can get you the proper information. And then we also, if you want to be a feeder watcher and be part of and participate that way, get a hold of us and we'll let you know that. We should mention, too, that if you are going to come out, you should bring binoculars, bird books. Try to wear warm clothing. It is supposed to be cold. We'll let you know if there are weather changes. We'll notify you here on the radio and online and all those good ways that we can get in touch with you. And, of course, that helps us if you register beforehand, then we know how to get a hold of you to tell you that we've made a change. And it wouldn't hurt to bring some Blaze Orange with you as well, too, because deer season will still be in place.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Sounds like a great opportunity for folks, especially if they want to come out as a family and enjoy that day. Great. Laura, Chris, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate the info.